Hello, it's Tuesday, April the 26th, and we're in the last chapter of Revelation. Yesterday we saw the words of Jesus that he was coming soon, that we are to set our attention and focus on that next great redemptive event, the second coming of the Lord Jesus. But now we pick it up in verse 8. And I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things, and when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. Now, this is the second time that John has done this. We saw this in a previous chapter, chapter 19, where John glimpsed this mighty angel through whom Jesus is dictating scenes and revelations, that is the book of Revelation. And John falls down and worships at the feet of this angel. And he is once again reprimanded. He said to me, "You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers. Worship God." Worship God. Well, two things here. First of all, the ministry of angels. And there are a lot of angels. Thousands upon thousands of angels. There are different ranks of angels and archangels. We know the name of one of the archangels, Gabriel. We think that Michael, too, is an archangel. So there are ranks and orders of angels, and this particular angel is the one who ministers to John. He's the conduit through which the word of Christ comes. The Bible reminds us often that we may meet angels unawares, and I've had several experiences in life and wondered, was that an angel? Was that testing me in some way? And it's understandable, perhaps, that John should fall down and worship this angel, but of course, God alone is the one to be worshipped. Worship God. It's a reminder that the narrative of redemption from the Garden of Eden to the final chapter of the book of Revelation is one of worship. God created us to worship Him and Him alone. And as I constantly remind myself, when we worship, we are fulfilling the very narrative for which we were created. It is in worship that we find our fullness, we find our calling, we find the very motive behind which God created us in the first place. Well, that's it for today. We'll come back to the final chapter of Revelation tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.